course, right now, you know, coming across 7 and 8 and 10 and 18, that ditch, today they're filling it in. They're putting new pipe and going to level it out just because it's such a nightmare through there. On 7, they're just basically going to go down. All the old drain pipe is compromised, so it's not draining right. So
we had been in Paris for several days.
Did they have to get permission from the city?
City's helping.
Paris.
We're doing it in-house, and they're helping.
Super easy. You just go, you give them a euro, you go.
Giving them
anywhere you want, any time of day, doesn't matter. It's the same fare.
Just pay some of it down, yeah.
Jeez, it's the most complicated thing in the world.
And ideally, I mean, that's just
five or six different times a day, and the rate's high and low, and if you're going.
We've already given them over.
And if you're on a busy route, it's higher, and if you're not on it, it was so complicated.
Yeah, such a high debt rate. It was buried before it ever started.
So we just said, whatever. So we got.
West Cross right now,
time, just
I don't know if he's played the new number three.
It's very, very complicated, which is typically British.
R5, that might make a shake up.
Kind of like the sage
brush. Well, now I can overshoot
the time of day.
Yeah, or sometimes you can't go over that business
the third
at all, right?
You
can't
go over
it. And then other times,
yeah, they start all that out.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's grass down there. Yeah,
and that's playable now.
Yeah,
well, that's why it's playable golf balls. Come on.
What we're going to do on 15,
can't be bothered, so you go ahead and give me your
big dam you got to shoot up over.
Oh, that's a tough. I'm always off.
Well, what we're going to do with the
we did ride the,
I played the other fairway on the side of the restroom.
Well, and then your second shot, you still got to come over.
Holy stuff, but that's okay. Otherwise, I go off the end of the fairway.
You know where you go off the end down there and the cart path starts around? We're going to fill in about 20 yards.
No, it wasn't that long.
All grass, so at least.
It's between 2 and 3 hours.
I think lay it up way down there.
Once you get into England, tracks for like the arm here are carrying.
So we're going to give a fill that in, like the width of this room or more, and there'll be a better opening through there. Jim's done some real good
work. 180 miles an hour.
I don't see anything.
It doesn't seem like you're going that fast, though, unless you're watching
unless
the poles
so
right
no outside. No TV tonight,
if you watch the power poles right outside.
No TV tonight.
But if you're looking out of there, it's hard.
No noise.
But it was, I was impressed.
So we're free to say what we want tonight?
I was just
so concerned.
I don't know. You think he'd be here. It's a campaign moment for him.
But that, I was impressed.
I voted to that. I worked on my way up.
I already voted, as soon as I could, so when they called me, I already voted shut up.
Then I got a call today. I got a call today from somebody that was saying, we encourage you to vote for so-and-so. They picked up the phone. I said, I already voted. And yeah, I voted for him. So, leave me alone. Take me off your call list.
I don't train him great. Train him great losses. I decided that way I could
kill him.
Lots of people don't like Paris.
I went in this morning about 8:45, 9 o'clock, and there was two people in front of us. But even when it's a line,
the people were friendly.
Yeah,
I got like six people.
They trying to find us out of the way museum, and the people just were went out of their way to help us. You know, these are people that are way tourists.
Should we wait for TV, or should we? Is he going to fire it up? Let Lee go in there?
Lee can do it. He's a technical whiz.
Yeah, every November
so,
elections.
So,
yeah,
I'm out of here. Did you ride on the London
You're not
eye?
Sure.
Ferris wheel?
Yes, I did.
That's
pretty neat.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on this for years. Now they're trying to
encourage
people.
They're
going to build another one somewhere in the States, I think.
Who knows? I don't know.
I can't remember where.
No, well, the problem is I've had the last two elections have not worked out the way.
But there's no
see. I should probably put some time in place and see.
Oh, that's right. I lost my vice chair.
Right. Pardon?
So much time you're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's hard.
I'm rambled last time. So you like that. I like the way that they, it never stopped.
Yes, it's good.
You get on a moving walkway, and then between the little bit where you get off and get on, they're in there cleaning it.
Well, I tried to, and then I've been rattled twice.
I didn't
know.
No, I'm talking.
Yeah.
looking for anybody to run a camera.
Give him front and back difference and setbacks so that he can go.
They have like, well, I saw where the not only have caviar, they the first thing I've in a lot of places right have caviar. They had like five or six
across the street. They're putting up a little apartment in or something. I went by there the other day. It looks like it's pretty well done.
They have
somebody's building something.
Chickens.
Yeah, they're building. It looks like a duplex or something. They're putting
they had a lot of. They just have.
You know, when I looked at it, they sit down by the credit union down there.
Has everything
behind Kohl's.
Oh.
They came in for permission to build, and they came in with higher density.
Right. Oh, I know where you're talking.
Still sitting
right.
There with
all that, like pennies and that, with all the stuff.
We have a lot of studs still piled up in the corners there.
You're talking about behind pennies and
Save Mart and all the
railies and stuff.
They were going to put apartments in there.
Right. Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They came in for higher density.
Yeah,
sure, higher density. Build. They got better chairs. Well, makes you think you're seeing spots, though.
Hey, Mark,
can you
just see if you find a phone number of the guy? I would prefer to have it on TV if someone's coming around and he doesn't.
Sure, that's fine. That's fine, dude.
We might lose our audience. Be careful.
He's out of Glenhead. Vote for me, vote for me.
Pressed in the flesh.
Boy, he's been to my house 3 times. He gets around.
Yeah, he wants that job. He's showing a real good positive.
I don't think he knows it. He's been there also.
He hasn't been out to mine.
What?
They're afraid of him. Showed up the other day and they go put your smart meter in.
Yeah, they know where you are.
Oh, they put one in at my place too.
They found me. That's the first time they knocked on my door in years.
Oh yeah?
They're gonna come this over.
Well, they come and read your meter.
Yeah, but my meter's 700 feet from my house. I haven't put my own power in my house to save 20 years.
So
I don't
you
all
have
the
to
power.
Do it line to line.
Right. I did it all myself.
Then fight with the water company. My water bill went 111 to 159 to 274.
Where do you live, Virginia City?
No, back to 115.
Carson?
Yeah.
Carson?
July, August. Well, yeah, but I went from using 40,000 gallons to I used 77,000, and we weren't even there for 5 days.
Your
of that
neighbor.
Month.
Check your neighbor.
No, they grossed, they almost, when did they raise it by 50%?
Well, no, then it went right back down to next month.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so she called and she said, the only thing we can attribute it to, we've had a lot of calls during that time. We had thunderstorms, so your sprinklers probably went off and you didn't know it.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I built the house in 75.
Because there was a power outage?
Then their people's sprinklers were coming on and I didn't know it. They could not give me an answer. We checked the pump. There's no leaks. There's no nothing.
Did they deduce that? Was your usage was obviously.
But we hadn't changed any. I actually had turned it down from when I got the 156 bill. I turned it down. Then I got a 274.
Maybe the city's water truck came over.
I think so. Hooked up to it.
Yeah.
That was like
the
power company.
On vacation
the year before, the power company in February had a power bill that more than doubled it had ever been in the 30 years I've been there. And they couldn't explain it to me.
We live in an island.
They said, put
your house is on.
Yeah. You better
move. I know that all my, everybody's.
I've always run 100 to 120 or 30 because my wife works in a nursery, so we water 3 stations in the front run 15, 15, 15, and 2 in the back go 45, 45, 3 days a week. So we put some water out.
Yeah.
You got a lot of grass.
For the same usage, a lot of people bill went up about 50%.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
But, you know, they approved that rain almost a year and a half ago. In other words, they approved it the summer before, but it was. They thought that everybody wouldn't notice it wouldn't be because it wouldn't
well, what happened jumped from 390 a gallon to like 510. So she said, you could write us a letter asking for an adjustment, which would make about a $50 difference, because they'll bill it at the lower rate, since there's no reason that they can't display by the water issue.
Okay, we can't get, he can't get hold of anybody. We put it a little bit.
We did what we needed to do, so.
We've given it our best effort.
So we'll call this meeting to order. No TV, so I wore makeup for no reason.
Yeah, me too. I combed my hair and everything.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. So our applicant will know that he's here for a good reason tonight. I guess I assume the applicant will find out, I guess. So, roll call, please.
Chairperson Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Wendell.
Here.
Commissioner Dahmy.
Here.
Commissioner Eswine.
Here.
Commissioner Sattler.
Here.
Commissioner Shirk. Commissioner Vance.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great, thanks. Well, Commissioner Dahmy, how about the pledge tonight?
Okay.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There's no DA tonight either, huh?
We can be illegal.
We're I don't know. Are we in the right room in the right time? For public comments, so I guess I'll read this in the record, even though I'm not sure if the person is the applicant or not. Members of the public who wish to address the commission may approach the podium at this time to speak on matters relevant to or within the authority of the Planning Commission. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar a matter for a future Planning Commission agenda. In order for the members of the public to participate in the commission's consideration of a public hearing item on this agenda, the commission strongly encourages members of the public to comment on the agenda on it when the particular item is being discussed by the commission. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this public comment portion of the agenda until that matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Does anybody from the public want to address a non-agenda item? Seeing none, we have a package of minutes for September 26th meeting. Look for a motion or any corrections.
Move to approve.
Commissioner Vance approves. Mr. Sattler seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, that's a unanimous. Okay. Any modifications of the agenda? I kind of think that might happen. No, nope, that's not going to happen. Any disclosures on this matter tonight from anybody? Seeing none. And there's no consent agenda tonight. We're moving to the public hearing session. The following item is scheduled for a public hearing. The chairman and the will read the agenda listing into the public record. Staff will present a summary of the staff report and recommendations, including any updated information that was received after the date when staff reports were distributed. The commission will follow with questions of staff. Then the chairman will open the hearing to public testimony. Normally, the applicant and their representative are permitted to speak first, though, followed by commission questions. This will be followed by the chairman requesting comments from the public at large, which we don't have at large tonight. If you wish to speak on a particular item, please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Be as brief, concise as possible, so that all who wish to speak may do so. In order to be a part of the administrative record regarding an appeal of an item, you must present your comments to the podium or have previously sent correspondence to the planning division or spoken to staff regarding an item on this agenda. So that's all officially written in the record. So let's move on to G1. ZMA Zoning Map Amendment 12-048 for possible action to make the recommendation to the Board of Supervisors regarding a zoning map amendment application from Jim Weniger, property owner J&W Enterprises, to change the zoning of property located on Lee Street, APN 002-112-112, from residential office to multi-family duplex. Jennifer.
When I went over the 50,000 gallons, jumped from 390 a gallon to like 510. So she said, you could write us a letter asking for an adjustment, which would make about a $50 difference, because they'll bill it at a lower rate, since there's no reason that they can't display by the water issues.
Okay, we can't get, or he can't get hold of anybody. We waited a little bit.
We did what you needed to do, so.
We've given it our best effort.
So we'll call this meeting to order. No TV, so I wore makeup for no reason.
Yeah, me too. I combed my hair and everything.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. So our applicant will know that he's here for a good reason tonight. I guess I assume the applicant will find out, I guess. So, roll call, please.
Chairperson Kimbrough.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Wendell.
Here.
Commissioner Dahmy.
Here.
Commissioner Eswine.
Here.
Commissioner Sattler.
Here.
Commissioner Shirk. Commissioner Vance.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great, thanks. Well, Commissioner Dahmy, how about the pledge tonight?
Okay.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There's no DA tonight either, huh?
We could be illegal.
We're I don't know. Are we in the right room in the right time? For public comments, so I guess I'll read this in the record, even though I'm not sure if the person is the applicant or not. Members of the public who wish to address the commission may approach the podium at this time to speak on matters relevant to or within the authority of the Planning Commission. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person or topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chairman to calendar a matter for a future Planning Commission agenda. In order for the members of the public to participate in the commission's consideration of a public hearing item on this agenda, the commission strongly encourages members of the public to comment on the agenda on it when the particular item is being discussed by the commission. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this public comment portion of the agenda until that matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Does anybody from the public want to address a non-agenda item? Seeing none, we have a package of minutes for September 26th meeting. Look for a motion or any corrections.
Move to approve.
Commissioner Vance approves. Mr. Sattler seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, that's a unanimous. Okay. Any modifications of the agenda? I kind of think that might happen. Nope, that's not going to happen. Any disclosures on this matter tonight from anybody? Seeing none. And there's no consent agenda tonight. We're moving to the public hearing session. The following item is scheduled for a public hearing. The chairman and the will read the agenda listing into the public record. Staff will present a summary of the staff report and recommendations, including any updated information that was received after the date when staff reports were distributed. The commission will follow with questions of staff. Then the chairman will open the hearing to public testimony. Normally, the applicant and their representative are permitted to speak first, though, followed by commission questions. This will be followed by the chairman requesting comments from the public at large, which we don't have at large tonight. If you wish to speak on a particular item, please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Be as brief, concise as possible, so that all who wish to speak may do so. In order to be a part of the administrative record regarding an appeal of an item, you must present your comments to the podium or have previously sent correspondence to the Planning Division or spoken to staff regarding an item on this agenda. So that's all officially written in the record. So let's move on to G1. ZMA Zoning Map Amendment 12-048 for possible action to make the recommendation to the Board of Supervisors regarding a zoning map amendment application from Jim Weniger, property owner J&W Enterprises, to change the zoning of property located on Lee Street, APN 002-112-112, from residential office to multi-family duplex. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the commission, for the record, Jennifer Pruitt, Planning Division. The subject parcel is located south of Lee Street and west of North Roop Street. The subject parcel is currently zoned residential office. This application is a request to change the zoning from residential office to multifamily duplex. Kathy Green, assistant planner, is the author of the staff report that's before you today, and I will be providing with just an overview of the staff report. As Ms. Green notes in the background, this particular parcel, as you can see in the lavender color here, well, I guess I don't have to identify it, is vacant at this time. The subject parcel is proposed for a duplex. What I'd like to point out is there are multifamily dwellings to the north of the subject site. There are single family dwellings that surround the site, as well as a duplex to the west and also multifamily to the west. As Ms. Green notes in her staff report, the current zoning residential office does allow for duplexes outright without a zoning change. Part of the issue at this point is the setbacks. The setbacks in residential office are different than the setbacks for multifamily duplex. And she identifies that in the background on page 3 of the staff report. I'd also like to note that there has been some changes in this area over the last few years. Previously, Lee Street connected to Route. And I do have an aerial photograph that identifies, and this was just a few years ago, in which, as I noted, Lee Street did connect to Roop Street. But as a result of some improvements on Roop, as well as improvements on Stewart, there has been some changes to Lee Street. And this particular slide notes the existing zoning in the area. All of this area is residential office, multifamily duplex to the west, multifamily apartment to the north. And as noted on the proposed map, the subject site is proposed to change the zoning to multifamily duplex. Currently, the site is vacant, does have a mature evergreen tree on site, but there are no structures currently on the property. The applicant has included a site plan of the proposed multifamily dwelling unit in the packet of information for you to take a look at today. This is how the Lee Street looks to the east. As you can see, the street does terminate. There is some discussion in the staff report regarding the probability of doing a residential office or professional office on site. And the possibilities as a result of the access being terminated is questionable. And also, here's a picture of the turnaround that has been installed as a result of Lee Street being terminated to the east.
Great spot for a basketball hoop right there, I think.
Right. And the last picture we have identifies the subject site and the area surrounding the site. I would like to note that staff, we sent out notices to 32 adjacent property owners in the area. We have received no written comments related to this particular item. We also provided packets to Engineering Division, Building Division, and Fire Department. And we received comments noting no concerns of the zoning map amendment that's before you. Ms. Green does identify the findings, which start on page 4 of the staff report. And the first finding regarding the proposed amendment being in substantial compliance with the master plan. The master plan in this area is high density residential, so there's no need for a master plan amendment. The proposed zoning will be in keeping with the master plan is identified. Also, finding number 2, identifying the proposed amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. For the record, Jennifer Pruitt, Planning Division. The subject parcel is located south of Lee Street and west of North Roop Street. The subject parcel is currently zoned residential office. This application is a request to change the zoning from residential office to multifamily duplex. Kathy Green, assistant planner, is the author of the staff report that's before you today, and I will be providing with just an overview of the staff report. As Ms. Green notes in the background, this particular parcel, as you can see in the lavender color here, well, I guess I don't have to identify it, is vacant at this time. The subject parcel is proposed for a duplex. What I'd like to point out is there are multifamily dwellings to the north of the subject site. There are single-family dwellings that surround the site, as well as a duplex to the west, and also multifamily to the west. As Ms. Green notes in her staff report, the current zoning residential office does allow for duplexes outright without a zoning change. Part of the issue at this point is the setbacks. The setbacks in residential office are different than the setbacks for multifamily duplex. And she identifies that in the background on page 3 of the staff report. I'd also like to note that there has been some changes in this area over the last few years. Previously, Lee Street connected to Roop, and I do have an aerial photograph that identifies, and this was just a few years ago, in which, as I noted, Lee Street did connect to Roop Street. But as a result of some improvements on Roop, as well as improvements on Stewart, there has been some changes to Lee Street. And this particular slide notes the existing zoning in the area. All of this area is residential office, multifamily duplex to the west, multifamily apartment to the north. And as noted on the proposed map, the subject site is proposed to change the zoning to multifamily duplex. Currently, the site is vacant, does have a mature evergreen tree on site, but there are no structures currently on the property. The applicant has included a site plan of the proposed multifamily dwelling unit in the packet of information for you to take a look at today. This is how the Lee Street looks to the east. As you can see, the street does terminate. There is some discussion in the staff report regarding the probability of doing a residential office or professional office on site, and the possibilities as a result of the access being terminated is questionable. And also, here's a picture of the turnaround that has been installed as a result of Lee Street being terminated to the east.
Great spot for a basketball hoop right there, I think.
Right. And the last picture we have identifies the subject site and the area surrounding the site. I would like to note that staff, we sent out notices to 32 adjacent property owners in the area. We have received no written comments related to this particular item. We also provided packets to Engineering Division, Building Division, and Fire Department, and we received comments noting no concerns of the zoning map amendment that's before you. Ms. Green does identify the findings, which start on page 4 of the staff report, and the first finding regarding the proposed amendment being in substantial compliance with the master plan. The master plan in this area is high-density residential, so there's no need for a master plan amendment. The proposed zoning will be in keeping with the master plan that is identified. Also, finding number 2, identifying the proposed amendment will provide for land uses compatible with existing adjacent land uses and will not have detrimental impacts to other properties in the vicinity. As we noted on one of the slides, there is a mixture of uses in the vicinity, multifamily dwellings, duplex uses, as well as single-family uses. So the proposed duplex will not be detrimental to the existing land uses in the area. Finding number three regarding the proposed amendment will not negatively impact existing or planned public services or facilities and will not adversely impact the public health, safety, and welfare. As Ms. Green notes, the proposed multifamily duplex designation is consistent with the existing uses in the vicinity. Also noted, there are water, sewer, and road facilities already existing in the area. Engineering Division noted that there's no conflict with the engineering plans for streets or storm drainage in sight. As staff, we are recommending approval of the zoning map amendment that's before you today. We are available if you have any questions, and the applicant and property owner is also here today to address any questions that you have.
Our TV staff just showed up. Don't know how long it takes them to fire it up, but it'll be the shortest Planning Commission meeting in the history of filming industry tonight.
We could always ask them to do it again for the TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Second take.
So, is there any questions of staff? Did you take the pictures that are in the package? Oh, you did? Okay. I was just curious about the dogs, so I was going to ask about that. There's one in there I can't figure out. I think they were following you around that day. The shepherd that was in there, yeah. No questions of staff?
I have a question.
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer, the only reason for the zone change amendment is to accommodate the setbacks.
Primarily, yes. It's my understanding that the property owner is proposing a duplex. Duplexes are allowed in residential office outright as well as multifamily duplex.
So the property owner or the planning commission or the planning department feels that the 20-foot front yard setback is preferable, and in exchange for that you would go from the 20-foot rear yard to a 10-foot rear yard.
That's a good question. You know, part of that 20-foot setback is typically to accommodate Engineering Division and addressing that driveway. You know, having a 10-foot driveway in some instances can be problematic. So if you have that 20-foot driveway apron, which typically Engineering Division supports, that way if by chance you need to park a car in that driveway apron, you can, without having that vehicle hang out into the sidewalk. That is one of the items that we've discussed.
Did that answer your question well enough? Okay. Yeah, I was a little confused with that myself from looking at setbacks, but that was the easiest way to solve the problem, I think, was... Any other questions? Seeing none, I get our one person in the audience can come up to the mic if you'd like and give us your name. Anything else to add?
Covered it very well, actually. Thank you. And thank you all for your consideration here tonight. I have talked to Greg Peterson, who actually owns the property right next door. And,
excuse me. You just need to state your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Jim Wininger.
There we go, Jim. Thank you.
Jim Wininger, and looking for this change of zoning. And pretty much, like you said, that you can't park a car and have it hang out in the street when people park in their driveways. They're pretty common to be 20 feet. So, and the neighbors that I know were looking forward to seeing something built. They have mentioned that, you know, as it being empty all these years, it tends to collect people that shouldn't be there camping out in front and stuff like that. So, other than that, I think you covered it very well.
We'll provide for land uses compatible with existing adjacent land uses and will not have detrimental impacts to other properties in the vicinity. As we noted on one of the slides, there is a mixture of uses in the vicinity, multifamily dwellings, duplex uses, as well as single-family uses. So the proposed duplex will not be detrimental to the existing land uses in the area. Finding number three regarding the proposed amendment will not negatively impact existing or planned public services or facilities and will not adversely impact the public health, safety, and welfare. As Ms. Green notes, the proposed multifamily duplex designation is consistent with the existing uses in the vicinity. Also noted, there are water, sewer, and road facilities already existing in the area. Engineering Division noted that there's no conflict with the engineering plans for streets or storm drainage in sight. As staff, we are recommending approval of the zoning map amendment that's before you today. We are available if you have any questions, and the applicant and property owner is also here today to address any questions that you have.
Our TV staff just showed up. Don't know how long it takes them to fire it up, but it'll be the shortest Planning Commission meeting in the history of filming industry tonight.
We could always ask them to do it again for the TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Second take.
So, is there any questions of staff? Did you take the pictures that are in the package? Oh, you did? Okay. I was just curious about the dogs, because I was going to ask about that. There's one in there I can't figure out. I think they were following you around that day. The shepherd that was in there, yeah. No questions of staff?
I have a question.
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer, the only reason for the zone change amendment is to accommodate the setbacks.
Primarily, yes. It's my understanding that the property owner is proposing a duplex. Duplexes are allowed in residential office outright as well as multifamily duplex.
So the property owner or the planning commission or the planning department feels that the 20-foot front yard setback is preferable, and in exchange for that you would go from the 20-foot rear yard to a 10-foot rear yard.
That's a good question. You know, part of that 20-foot setback is typically to accommodate Engineering Division and addressing that driveway. You know, having a 10-foot driveway in some instances can be problematic. So if you have that 20-foot driveway apron, which typically Engineering Division supports, that way if by chance you need to park a car in that driveway apron, you can, without having that vehicle hang out into the sidewalk. That is one of the items that we've discussed.
Did that answer your question well enough? Okay. Yeah, I was a little confused with that myself from looking at setbacks, but that was the easiest way to solve the problem, I think, was... Any other questions? Seeing none, I get our one person in the audience can come up to the mic if you'd like and give us your name. Anything else to add?
Covered it very well, actually. Thank you. And thank you all for your consideration here tonight. I have talked to Greg Peterson, who actually owns the property right next door. And,
You just need to state your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Jim Wininger.
There we go, Jim. Thank you.
Jim Wininger, and looking for this change of zoning. And pretty much, like you said, that you can't park a car and have it hang out in the street when people park in their driveways. They're pretty common to be 20 feet. So, and the neighbors that I know were looking forward to seeing something built. They have mentioned that, you know, as it being empty all these years, it tends to collect people that shouldn't be there camping out in front and stuff like that. So, other than that, I think you covered it very well. All my issues were there. The street's been cut off from with the Stewart and Roop Street change there, you know, it doesn't have access to Roop anymore for if it was to be office or something, so kind of eliminated that possibility. So
any questions? Commissioner Vance, are you? No,
I'm happy.
We're all happy. Yeah, we love to see something being built. Yeah, we
did.
We get very excited about anything that's being proposed to be built. So so I know you followed the process along to understand the setback and the zoning change, so you, everything seems to be comfortable from your part. I don't have anything to ask you to agree to that normally happens sometimes. But seeing no more questions, there's no reason to call the public forward since there is none. And you're on TV. You have your moment of fame.
15 seconds, finally.
So bring it back to commission for any comments, questions, or a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Commissioner Vance, make a motion.
I move to recommend to the Board of Supervisors approval of ZMA-12-048, a zoning map amendment to change the zoning of APN-002-112-12 from residential office to multifamily duplex on property located on Lee Street based on the findings contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Good luck with your project.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Well, it's going to take some work now. You got to get the amendment. Do you want to explain that process to them? Which you probably were.
Yeah, that's what I was
looking
at the calendar for, actually. So this requires, this is an ordinance to change the zone. It requires the first and second reading of an ordinance at the Board of Supervisors. You know, I will have to, the second supervisors meeting in November has actually been moved. It's not on Thursday the 15th. It's on Tuesday the 13th. Because they have to canvass the vote and there's a NACO meeting in town. I'll try to get, we will try to get it for first reading on that so that I can go to the second meeting and that November 13th meeting and then the December 6th meeting, but it's possible we have to delay it to go to the two meetings in December at the latest.
Okay.
So that's, but you'll be notified of the exact dates.
Okay, will it be another similar situation like this coming to this?
The Board of Supervisors, they'd make a recommendation. They just made a recommendation of approval to the Board of Supervisors, and the supervisors have to adopt an ordinance to change the zone.
For instance, on Tuesday the 13th, if nothing changes, I'll be back here in this spot again and present them for their approval. Okay.
Yeah.
And someone will let me know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Throwing acronyms in Nevada Association of County Organizations. Is that what that NACO?
This is Nevada
national?
Conference, Nevada Association,
Nevada Association
of Counties.
Of County.
Having their conference, annual conference in Carson City that week of November, starting in the afternoon of November 13th and then going the rest of the week.
Right after the elections here. Okay, so next on the agenda is staff reports, the director's report.
There are a couple things I just wanted to mention. First of all, starting with some general information. Obviously, this week is the Nevada Day celebration. City office will be closed on Friday, and the parade is this Saturday. So there's going to be some events that are sponsored by City Redevelopment and at Mills Park. We have the Nevada Day Carnival that's going on there. And the new one that I just wanted to mention, if you haven't noticed or haven't heard, is Battleborn Days. The Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall arrived today with an escort, a helicopter escort, a motorcycle escort coming in, and they'll be setting that up tomorrow. It's an 80% size replica of the Vietnam War Memorial that's in Washington, D.C., so I'm looking forward to going to see that and encourage people. There's supposed to be some planes and other, as part of Battleborn Days, military equipment on display down there, so I encourage you all to...
...were there. The street's been cut off from when the Stewart and Roop Street change there, you know, it doesn't have access to Roop anymore for if it was to be office or something, so kind of eliminated that possibility. So
any questions? Commissioner Vance, are you? No?
I'm happy.
We're all happy. Yeah, we love to see something being built. Yeah, we
are. Good.
We get very excited about anything that's being proposed to be built. So so I know you followed the process along to understand the setback and the zoning change, so everything seems to be comfortable from your part. I don't have anything to ask you to agree to that normally happens sometimes. But seeing no more questions, there's no reason to call the public forward since there is none. And you're on TV. You have your moment of fame.
15 seconds finally.
So bring it back to commission for any comments, questions, or a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Commissioner Vance, make a motion.
I move to recommend to the Board of Supervisors approval of ZMA-12-048, a zoning map amendment to change the zoning of APN 002-112-12 from residential office to multifamily duplex on property located on Lee Street, based on the findings contained in the staff report.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. Any more discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Unanimous. Good luck with your project.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Well, it's going to take some work now. You got to get the amendment. Do you want to explain that process to them? Which you probably were.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at the calendar for, actually. So this requires, this is an ordinance to change the zone. It requires the first and second reading of an ordinance at the Board of Supervisors. You know, I will have to, the second supervisors meeting in November has actually been moved. It's not on Thursday the 15th. It's on Tuesday the 13th. Because they have to canvass the vote, and there's a NACO meeting in town. I'll try to get, we will try to get it for first reading on that, so that I can go to the second meeting, and that November 13th meeting, and then the December 6th meeting. But it's possible we have to delay it to go to the two meetings in December, at the latest.
Okay.
But but you'll be notified of the exact dates.
Okay. Will it be another similar situation like this coming to this?
The Board of Supervisors, they'd make a recommendation. They just made a recommendation of approval to the Board of Supervisors, and the supervisors have to adopt an ordinance to change the zone.
For instance, on Tuesday the 13th, if nothing changes, I'll be back here in this spot again and present them for their approval. Okay.
Yeah.
And someone will let me know.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Throwing acronyms in Nevada Association of County Organizations. Is that what that NACO?
This is Nevada
national?
Conference, Nevada Association,
Nevada Association
of Counties.
Of County.
Having their conference, annual conference in Carson City that week of November, starting in the afternoon of November 13th and then going the rest of the week.
Right after the elections here. Okay, so next on the agenda is staff reports, the director's report.
There are a couple things I just wanted to mention. First of all, starting with some general information. Obviously, this week is the Nevada Day celebration. City office will be closed on Friday, and the parade is this Saturday. So there's going to be some events that are sponsored by City Redevelopment and at Mills Park. We have the Nevada Day Carnival that's going on there. And the new one that I just wanted to mention, if you haven't noticed or haven't heard, is Battleborn Days. The Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall arrived today with an escort, a helicopter escort, a motorcycle escort coming in, and they'll be setting that up tomorrow. It's an 80% size replica of the Vietnam War Memorial that's in Washington, D.C., so I'm looking forward to going to see that and encourage people. There's supposed to be some planes and other, as part of Battleborn Days, military equipment on display down there, so I encourage you all to, and anybody else watching, to to make sure they come down this weekend, Nevada Day weekend, and take a look at all the things going on down there and the things on display in Mills Park. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the future agenda items, which is our November meeting. The meeting is going to be it will be the last Wednesday of the month. It's going to be the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. November's our master plan cycle, and it's also it's one of the four master plan cycles, and it's November is also the time when we do the master plan annual report. I think you've all been here for that. As I mentioned previously, I think we're going to try to take a closer look at the master plan annual report at this time. And we got some other things on the agenda as well. We have actually a special use permit for another tractor farm equipment store for some outside display and retail coming through that'll be on the agenda. We also have a pretty large number of master plan amendments and zone change related to open space purchases that have been completed over the last year, just a couple of those, but also the bigger portion of them has to do with the lands bill and the actual transfer of lands from both the Forest Service and BLM. Actually, I think the ones just this time just relate to this. Yeah, just the Forest Service at this time, although the BLM transactions may be next year. But so a lot of things just related to that transfer of public ownership between the federal government and the city. So some zone changes related to that. And I will pass out. Actually, if you take one, and I think that's the right number right there. I'm going to pass out. So for the master plan annual report, as I mentioned before, and I mentioned last month, I think we're going to take a closer look overall at the goals and policies. We usually look at the action plan and try to make some recommendations with a little bit of direction and some comments from the Board of Supervisors. I think we want to take a closer look at the overall document this time and the policies. And I'm just passing out the table of contents, because as you starting in Chapter 3 and going through Chapter 7 is really where all the policies fall. The guiding principles are kind of the big level, like looking at the bottom here, Chapter 3, and the guiding principle of a compact and efficient pattern of growth. And then you have some goals underneath that. So these are pretty broad stuff, and I think if you want to start at this level that's in the table of comments and do these kind of overarching vision and goals and principles still apply. At the top of this document is the web link, which is to our website and to the master right to the master plan page that has all these documents to look at them in PDF and download. And it's if anybody goes to the and anybody else watching, if they want to look at the master plan at carson.org, and it's carson.org/planning will get you to the main planning page, and from there there's master plan links clearly labeled at the top as master plan, and you can find your way to the documents from there. But I would encourage you to take a review of the master plan. You're all given hard copies when you first become planning commissioners, so you can use that or go online, or we'll make another copy for you if you really need a copy. But underneath these goals are even smaller, more detailed goals. So I really don't know. It's kind of up to you how detailed we want to get. I'm really not sure how to present it. It's pretty easy to go to. Remember, there's a lot of pictures and things, but you know, we're probably talking, you know, a thick piece like this. So I don't.
Yeah, he read 809 on the top page.
So I will. I'm not sure how to. But as you get into it, I mean, you see it's there's not a lot of words per page. I mean, I think it's pretty quick to go through, where you have the overall. Principles kind of highlighted like this, and then you have the goals, and then there's some sub-goals like that. But I think we want to go through this time and look at these and really start, and anybody else watching, to make sure they come down this weekend, Nevada Day weekend, and take a look at all the things going on down there and the things on display in Mills Park. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the future agenda items, which is our November meeting. The meeting's going to be it will be the last Wednesday of the month. It's going to be the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. November's our master plan cycle, and it's also it's one of the four master plan cycles, and it's November is also the time when we do the master plan annual report. I think you've all been here for that. As I mentioned previously, I think we're going to try to take a closer look at the master plan annual report at this time. And we got some other things on the agenda as well. We have actually a special use permit for another tractor farm equipment store for some outside display and retail coming through that'll be on the agenda. We also have a pretty large number of master plan amendments and zone change related to open space purchases that have been completed over the last year, just a couple of those, but also the bigger portion of them has to do with the lands bill and the actual transfer of lands from both the Forest Service and BLM. Actually, I think the ones just this time just relate to this. Yeah, just the Forest Service at this time, although the BLM transactions may be next year. But so a lot of things just related to that transfer of public ownership between the federal government and the city, so some zone changes related to that. And I will pass out, actually, if you take one, and I think that's the right number right there. I'm going to pass out. So for the master plan annual report, as I mentioned before, and I mentioned last month, I think we're going to take a closer look overall at the goals and policies. We usually look at the action plan and try to make some recommendations with a little bit of direction and some comments from the Board of Supervisors. I think we want to take a closer look at the overall document this time and the policies. And I'm just passing out the table of contents, because as you starting in Chapter 3 and going through Chapter 7 is really where all the policies fall. The guiding principles are kind of the big level, like looking at the bottom here, Chapter 3, and the guiding principle of a compact and efficient pattern of growth, and then you have some goals underneath that. So these are pretty broad stuff. And I think if you want to start at this level that's in the table of comments and do these kind of overarching vision and goals and principles still apply. At the top of this document is the web link, which is to our website and to the master, right to the master plan page that has all these documents to look at them in PDF and download. And it's if anybody goes to the, and anybody else watching, if they want to look at the master plan at carson.org, and it's carson.org/planning will get you to the main planning page, and from there there's master plan links clearly labeled at the top as master plan, and you can find your way to the documents from there. But I would encourage you to take a review of the master plan. You're all given hard copies when you first become planning commissioners, so you can use that or go online, or we'll make another copy for you if you really need a copy. But underneath these goals are even smaller, more detailed goals. So I really don't know. It's kind of up to you how detailed we want to get. I'm really not sure how to present it. It's pretty easy to go to. Remember, there's a lot of pictures and things, but you know, we're probably talking, you know, thick piece like this. So I don't.
Yeah, he read 809 on the top.
So I will. I'm not sure how to. But as you get into it, I mean, you see it's there's not a lot of words per page. I mean, I think it's pretty quick to go through, where you have the overall principles kind of highlighted like this, and then you have the goals, and then there's some sub goals like that. But I think we want to go through this time and look at these and really start making recommendation of what is still appropriate. In the past, we've kind of taken these and kind of prioritized a work plan based on the action plan that's in the back. So also take a look at that. But
are you going to present that as part of the package?
Yeah, we'll present the action
plan. What staff considers the action plan first?
Well, the action plan's in here, so we'll.
Right, but don't you make some changes to that? I thought you made some recommendations last time.
Well, prioritize what the action plan. So let's say it's a 20-year document, and we can't pursue all of these at once. And I think, you know, that the direction and recommendations that we give, I think, is going to also affect allocation of our resources. In other words, should we spend time pursuing some of these implementation strategies, or should we spend time going back and rethinking the basic premise of the master plan and the policies? So think about it in that context, and, you know, knowing that we do have, and I think because that's how it's going to go forward. I mean, there's been some thoughts of is our current master plan still valid? Is this still how we want growth to look in the future 20 years from now? Well, if not, it's going to take some resources to go back around and get the community input and do that, or versus using those resources to implement the current master plan. And so just some things to think about. I don't want to get too far into the discussion right now. Obviously, this isn't for discussion now, but I'm saying it's important to take a look at this and familiarize yourself, giving you some time over the next month to look through the master plan and really familiar, make notes in your master plan and be prepared for next month.
Wouldn't it take public input if we really want to change anything?
Yeah.
Right. We just, I mean, we can as a board make some recommendations, I guess. But.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I guess that depends on it. I think it deserves a significant, depending on how significant the changes are. I mean,
right.
I think it would deserve, if we're really considering whether or not this is valid and we want to rethink and go out and ask everybody, that deserves a big public process. There may be some minor things that are suggested that aren't worth spending a year going around the city asking, you know, depends on what, yeah.
I understand.
Could be some.
Yeah, I didn't know how levels. You wanted much to change. So that's okay.
Know.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Are you saying, for example, if there are things in there like, say, the V&T, if it's done, it's not applicable anymore, it could be removed? Is that the kind of thing? That is there stuff in there that, is it that specific that there are things that if they're completed, they don't need to be there anymore?
You know, I mean, I don't have any presupposed notions of what needs to be changed. And myself, at this point, I haven't gone through it in that detail and started analyzing it. And it could be things like that.
Because I know, like, with our, I'm using the golf course, that I'm on that board as well, that our agreements, there were certain things that have been done, so therefore they don't need to be in the agreement anymore. Is this that specific that it says this will be done this way and that way? I have not really read in detail on it yet, so.
Perhaps.
Say,
yeah,
we just need a general
could,
review
could be,
to get knowledgeable
be, yeah.
of it. Okay.
Yeah. I, you know, that's in the action plan. The action plan may, there's things certainly in the action plan that have already been done. Yeah. Take a look at it.
I just didn't know if we're looking to clean it up by simplifying and maybe making it only things that are still applicable or in there or something like to that effect.
No, beyond that, I think it's bigger picture than that, and cleanups is like, are we still on the right general track in terms of guiding principles and goals? Yeah. I mean, I think once you get, so remembering, and again, this is a master plan policy document, there can be a goal of, let's just say, find a good one as an example here, jump right in, it popped out right in the middle. Promote downtown revitalization. Now, that can mean a lot of different things. When it comes to the implementation of time over the next 20 years, that may mean different things, but do we want downtown revitalization generally is kind of the big policy issue.
Interesting.
We'll see how the library goes.
Well, that didn't
no No political comments, please.
Oh, sorry.
Recommendation of what is still appropriate. In the past, we've kind of taken these and kind of prioritized a work plan based on the action plan that's in the back. So also take a look at that. But
are you going to present that as part of the package?
Yeah, we'll present the action
staff considers the action plan first?
Well, the action plan's in here, so we'll.
Right, but don't you make some changes to that? I thought you made some recommendations last time.
The action plan, so let's say it's a 20-year document and we can't pursue all of these at once. And I think, you know, that the direction and recommendations that we give, I think, is going to also affect allocation of our resources. In other words, should we spend time pursuing some of these implementation strategies, or should we spend time going back and rethinking the basic premise of the master plan and the policy? So think about it in that context, you know, knowing that we do have, and I think because that's how it's going to go forward. I mean, there's been some thoughts of is our current master plan still valid? Is still how we want growth to look in the future 20 years from now? Well, if not, it's going to take some resources to go back around and get the community input and do that, or versus using those resources to implement the current master plan. And so just some things to think about. I don't want to get too far into the discussion right now. Obviously, this isn't for discussion now, but I'm saying it's important to take a look at this and familiarize yourself, giving you some time over the next month to look through the master plan and really familiarize, make notes in your master plan and be prepared for next month.
Wouldn't that take public input if we really want to change anything?
Yeah.
Right. We can as a board make some recommendations, I guess.
But. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I guess that depends on it. I think it deserves a significant, depending on how significant the changes are. I mean,
right.
I think it would deserve, if we're really considering whether or not this is valid and we want to rethink and go out and ask everybody, that deserves a big public process. There may be some minor things that are suggested that aren't worth spending a year going around the city asking, you know, depends on what, yeah.
I understand.
Could be some.
Yeah, I didn't know how you wanted much to change. So that's okay.
Know.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Lee, are you saying, for example, if there are things in there like, say, the V&T, if it's done, it's not applicable anymore, it could be removed? Is that the kind of thing? Is there stuff in there that, is it that specific that there are things that if they're completed, they don't need to be there anymore?
You know, I mean, I don't have any presupposed notions of what needs to be changed. And myself, at this point, I haven't gone through it in that detail to start and started analyzing it. And it could be things like that.
Because I know, like, with our, I'm using the golf course, that I'm on that board as well, that our agreements, there were certain things that have been done, so therefore they don't need to be in the agreement anymore. Is this that specific that it says this will be done this way and that way? I have not really read in detail on it yet, so.
Perhaps.
Say,
yeah,
we just need a general review to get knowledgeable
of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I, you know, that's in the action plan. The action plan may, there's things certainly in the action plan that have already been done. Yeah. Take a look at it.
I just didn't know if we're looking to clean it up by simplifying and maybe making it only things that are still applicable or in there or something like to that effect.
No, beyond that, I think it's bigger picture than that, and cleanups is like, are we still on the right general track in terms of guiding principles and goals? Yeah. I mean, I think once you get, so remembering, and again, this is a master plan policy document, there can be the goal of let's just say, find a good one as an example here, but, jump right in, it popped out right in the middle. Promote downtown revitalization. Now, that can mean a lot of different things. When it comes to the implementation of time over the next 20 years, that may mean different things, but do we want downtown revitalization generally is kind of the big policy issue.
Interesting.
We'll see how the library goes.
Well, that didn't revitalize.
No political comments, please.
Oh, sorry.
So you're going to give us a pop quiz? Is that what you're saying?
And then finally, with regards to that, just to let you know, the plan is the Board of Supervisors, certainly no earlier than January, we'll have at least one new city supervisor after this election, and we take it in January anyway, usually, which may give us an extra month. So that's just kind of heads up, too, if seeing how the next agenda is and we could start discussing this. We could potentially continue discussing it in January if you're so inclined. I hate to bring that up now, but that's a possibility. Just to think logistically.
So basically the way it functions is we look it over and then we say to the board, this is kind of how we think it should be, and they accept or whatever from there.
Yeah, you are, and what NRS says and how it's presented is NRS requires the Planning Commission to annually make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors regarding the implementation of the master plan. So that's what we're doing.
Do you have that NRS?
It is in 278. That's a big chapter. I can get it pretty quick. I don't know it off the top of my head or have it in front of me. I can send it out if you like, though, but ahead of time.
$15.
Yeah.
Okay. Or whatever the number that applies.
Sure.
That'd be great.
I will send it out to everybody.
Okay. Nothing else. Future agenda items, you've kind of touched on those. Then we're up to commission reports or comments. None on this side. None on this side. None from here. And there's no more public to ask for public comments. So we're ready to call for a motion
here. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Thank you.
A little denser than it looked like it was
going to be. We're off.
I guess so. Right.
But yeah, I just, the other day I was sitting there at Hot Springs and.
It was supposed to be nothing over like 4 or 5 feet.
That are only feet.
Yeah, 3 or 4 feet off the ground.
Or fencing, you see through.
Didn't say it was stacked on its sides.
Things change. Just like the earth tone.
Tank could get.
But I like their hat. Two.
Three.
No, he's got the one south of town. He's been there for a long time. He used to be up by Greenhouse. Now he's on.